From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Holiday travelers are being warned to check for flight cancellations or delays before they head out today. The National Weather Service says much of the Northeast could get hit with heavy blowing snow. Meteorologist Dan Peterson is tracking the storm.
We're forecasting the heaviest snows to occur over New Jersey, eastern New York, and all of New England during Sunday afternoon through Sunday night, with intense snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour across southeastern New York, including New York City and Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, southern New Hampshire, and down east Maine during Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. And the storm should wind down on Monday across the Northeast.
The Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for New York City, where up to 16 inches of snow is forecast. The nation's capital could end up with as much as 10 inches. Airlines are urging passengers to consider rescheduling flights at no penalty for a day later. The storm may be making retailers in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast a little nervous. It could keep shoppers home on what is usually a busy shopping day. In any case, shoppers came back strong this holiday season. As NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, retailers are already pleased with their numbers for 2010, but they're still hoping for after-Christmas bargain hunters.
Americans spent more than expected on family and friends this holiday season. They even bought luxury items for themselves, something that was not happening last year, according to the National Retail Federation. This year, the Federation predicts consumers will spend $451.5 billion. That's up 3.3% over last year. That would mark the biggest increase since 2006 and the largest total since 2007. Retailers are hoping shoppers will be out in force after Christmas to cash in their holiday gift cards and look for big markdowns, boosting overall holiday sales for the year. Even though spending is stronger, the economy has not improved all that much compared to last year. Unemployment is stuck at 9.8% and credit remains tight. But recent economic reports show employers are laying off fewer workers and businesses are spending more. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama spent part of his Christmas with the troops. Mr. Obama and his wife, First Lady Michelle Obama, took time from their Christmas vacation in Hawaii to drop by a Marine Corps base where they greeted Marines and their families during Christmas dinner. It's the third year in a row the Obamas have visited the base on Christmas. They are due back in Washington after the new year. In New Zealand, no injuries have been reported, but officials say at least 20 buildings in Christchurch were damaged by today's earthquake. The quake had a magnitude of 4.9. Scientists say it was the latest of hundreds of aftershocks since a 7.1 magnitude quake back in September. You're listening to NPR News. Two Palestinian militants are reported dead today. Officials say they were killed by Israeli forces along the border with the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says a helicopter gunship attacked militants trying to plant an explosive device where soldiers patrol. There's been a surge of violence along the Israeli-Gaza border this month. Human rights groups and activists are calling on Iran to halt the planned execution today of a Kurdish student convicted of waging war against God. The student's family says a sudden decision to carry out the death penalty surprises them, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Human rights and pro-opposition Iranian websites said 29-year-old Habibullah Latifi's lawyer was informed on Thursday that his client would be executed in 3 days. Latifi was convicted in 2008 of cooperating with a banned Kurdish rebel group. Human Rights Watch said the evidence suggests that Iranian authorities tortured Latifi during his detention and called his trial unfair. Latifi's sister told an Iranian human rights group that she believed their efforts to prevent her brother's execution had been going well, and the family was shocked by the sudden announcement that the execution had been scheduled. Human Rights Watch said in 2009 Iran executed 388 people, more than any other nation except China. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
8 American tourists are reported dead in Egypt. The National News Agency says they were killed and 21 others injured when their bus smashed into a parked truck early this morning. The tourists were traveling to the site of an ancient temple complex in southern Egypt. A tour company official says the group was part of a larger tour of more than 100 Americans who were traveling in 3 buses. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.
Support